Roger. Thank you.
Catholic would call him Canadier because he doesn't live there. He said, I don't make a damn to me. I think that he just wants a little understanding that he's not insecure and going to be thrown over for Buckley or for Capel. He didn't mention their name. That is my judgment. But he's a little uncertain, like a child learning to walk. And this has hit him pretty fast, pretty hard, and he's just feeling his way. That would be my analysis. Stevenson has got a different thing. I spent my time with him. He's not a kid.
Governor Sanders on 90.
I'm sorry I missed you last night, but I had a bunch of folks there, and I didn't feel I could freely talk, and it's too late, and I got rid of them.
It wasn't a thing. It wasn't that important. I wanted to call you up and give you a little good news for change. I want to tell you that the situation down here was changing, and changing rapidly. This last week, you told me you were sick and tired of reading about the polls and things of that kind. We've had, of course, Carl Vinson made a wonderful statement, and I seconded his motion, and then Jim Gillis, who is probably the strongest politician in this state among our rural sectors, came out solidly and strong, and I had a right pleasant surprise yesterday when Mills Lane, who's a good friend of mine and head of the largest bank system in this state, called me up and told me he was ready to endorse LBJ all the way. He's got 50-something banks in Georgia, and he's going to come out. And it looks like, from the tenor of things now, that things are moving back in their proper place down here. And I just thought you'd like to hear that.
Well, that makes me feel mighty good. The sentiment. Of course, shifted. We had some problems with the civil rights bill and have some deep ones now, but the Kraft poll showed that we were 80, Goldwater's 80, and we were 10 in Alabama, and Alabama and Mississippi put it pretty rough on the rest of the states to carry that kind of a loaded figure. And when we got into our riots, though, in Harlem and in Rochester and in Brooklyn and in New Jersey, we lost about 7 points in the Northeast, a pretty severe drop. But we picked up about 5 points in the South. That poll's coming out Monday, and it shows two reasons for it. One is the position I took there, as I took again yesterday, but it went up
down here yesterday
when I sent into Harlem, and I called the governor of New Jersey, and I put out statements on those. They show that that helped some, and they show that the Vietnam thing helped some, standing up and talking. And so the poll's going to show 50-50 Monday. It was 51-40 last couple weeks ago. It's moving back gradually. We still have a good many problems. I thought I would invite all the governors. I told John to call the southern governor, or at least one of my boys did. I was in New York. But I thought I'd invite them and their wives. He talked to one or two of them yesterday. I know he talked to Wallace, and Wallace said he appreciated it very much. Didn't know whether he'd go to the convention or not. Didn't think probably would go, but he thought it was mighty nice of us. We thought we might invite them to the White House about 3 o'clock, 2:30 Saturday afternoon before the convention on Sunday, and ask them and their wives to come to dinner that night. In the afternoon, we might talk over some of our problems, kind of the platform generally, and have a few folks like Dave Lawrence and Ken O'Donnell and
well, I'm getting me up
Cliff
good,
Carter and some of my
farm plank with John Duncan's help. I thought I was going, when we shifted the scene over to Atlantic City about Thursday, Friday, I was going to go over there and
That's good. That'd be excellent.
Give them some of those things. Good. I think your statement yesterday, the reference to civil disorder and what you would do, and we weren't going to tolerate that, I think.
Hoodlums in the street?
That's right. That helps a lot down here because people sick and tired of that type of activity, and of course I think the sooner that everybody in the country understands that whatever the law is, it's going to be the law, and we're not going to have folks wandering up and down the streets participating in these riots and demonstrations and things of that kind. I think the better satisfied everybody's going to be. And I know they will be in this part of the country, and I think that has helped tremendously. But I thought I'd call you and tell you because I know that you get tired of...
Well, it's Irish Blitz. I see she came out against this, going to run Republican.
Well, it's great because Irish Blitz came out and said she was going Republican, and the Republicans came out and said, well, they had no intention of running Irish Blitz for Congress in the 8th District, and so Irish Blitz just made her swan song, and now she's a woman without a party and without a cause or anything else, because she got in the Democratic race down there several weeks ago, a couple of months ago, and found out that nobody would support her, nobody would have anything to do with her, and so she finally pulled out under the pretense she was sick. Of course, I think you know, and I know, she's been sick for several years other ways.
Yeah,
she's just an individual who likes to get a name in the paper and likes to get a picture in the paper. She hadn't hurt, she's helped, in fact, in that district down there. And I read last night, too, which I was glad to see that Jack Flint said over in a statement over in Macon that he would probably campaign for the national ticket if he was asked to do so. So y'all might make a little note and have somebody call him up and tell him you appreciate what he said. You want him to make some speeches?
We'll do that. We'll do that. And I'll be back in touch with you this week. And I hope you're going to be here before and bring you a pretty while.
I'll sure try to be there. And I feel certain we can be. And that's about all I had to say.
Anything you want, any boys, if you want any suggestions or help or any ideas about what we're thinking or anything, you call Bill Moyer on the platform or the committee, if you want him to do anything for you, let him know.
Well, I've got Bob Richardson up there. He's in New York right now, and I'm going to have him check with Bill. And when I get these notes and things together the first part of next week, I think I may send them to him and let him go down and go over them.
That's good. That'd be good.
Thank you, Mr.
Bye.